Welcome to this sitting meditation. Taking a moment to find a comfortable position where you can be seated. This might be on the floor, on a mat, or a meditation cushion. Or this could be in a chair or on the edge of a bed. Whatever position you're choosing, ensuring that you are able to sit in an upright and alert position. You may need to position a cushion or a blanket under your buttocks or your hips. Ensuring that your hips are slightly higher, perhaps, than the knees. And remembering that at any point in this practice, if you're experiencing physical pain or an intense feeling in a part of your body, that you have some choice of how to respond. The first thing is really just to notice and acknowledge that you're experiencing that pain, making note of perhaps where it is and what kind of pain it feels as though it is. And then either adjusting slightly using a cushion or changing your position slightly and mindfully, or giving a little more attention to that area, perhaps bringing your focus towards it and seeing what happens. If you do experience quite a bit of pain, the other option is to bring your attention back to the object of awareness that we're focusing on, and choosing an anchor of some kind that can bring your attention back into this present moment. And now that you're settled, feeling the contact points of your feet with the ground, whether they're folded in front of you on the floor or flat, if you're sitting in a chair. Noticing the sensation of touch and pressure in your body, where it makes that contact. And then moving your attention to the backs of the legs or the buttocks and the surface underneath them. Back should be upright, in an alert and dignified posture. And notice that unless you're having a lot of back issues, that the back should be upright and not leaning back on the chair. The face and jaw can be soft. The arms down by the side or the hands folded in the lap. And recognizing that during this practice, it would be perfectly normal for the mind to wander. And that the intent with the sitting meditation is not to stop the mind from wandering, but rather instead to notice when it has wandered. So in a sense, we're dealing skillfully with mind wandering by acknowledging it, noting it, becoming aware of it, and then anchoring back gently and with friendliness to the present moment. Bringing awareness now to the breath, wherever it is most easy to feel it. So this might be the nostrils, or if you're breathing in and out through the mouth. It might even be the chest or the belly, and if this is the case, you're welcome to place your hands on those parts to help bring your connection between the physical and the breath. Really feeling and becoming aware of the sensations of the breath as it comes in and out of the body. You may notice the physical sensations. It might be the feeling of the air on your nostrils or your mouth. Or it might even be the rising and falling of your chest or your abdomen. Perhaps even noticing the pauses in between the breaths. So where does the in-breath end and the out-breath begin, and vice versa? Can you notice the pauses in between? And this is really an opportunity to be in the being mode instead of the doing mode. Just really knowing that there's no special way you need to be breathing or manipulating or changing the breath, that the breath is as it is in this moment. And what you're doing is simply noticing it, simply feeling it. In a sense, this is feeling deeply into the nature of human experience. We all breathe, and we breathe all day long and all night long, but it's something that we don't often pay attention to. And if the mind starts to wander, as it often does, perhaps thinking about things from another part of the day, either the past or coming up, or other experiences with sitting meditations, or anything that might arise, just noticing and becoming aware of the thoughts coming. And then gently bringing your attention back to the breath. And this practice of being with the breath helps us let go of aversion or clinging, meaning that the breath comes and goes, and as much as we might want to or would try to hold our breath, that under most circumstances, our breath will just flow in its own way. We don't really have to make it do anything. Just be in our naturalness, and however the breath is okay. No need for judging or self-criticism or having a little competition with ourselves about how long we can extend our breath. And really just being with what is. And now expanding our awareness into the sensations of the whole body. So keeping the awareness of the breath in the background, but really now sensing the body as a whole. Feeling any changing patterns of sensations in the body. And this can include particular sensations that might draw our attention, different body parts or different feelings, and remembering that if there's any pain at any point, that You have a choice of how to respond. And you don't need to respond to the pain in the same way that you do in your regular daily life. Perhaps there are some patterns of avoiding or not wanting there to be pain, and a lot of stories that go along with that. So how can we bring a beginner's mind to this practice and approach our pain in a different way? So can we notice it and perhaps even name it? So it might be lower back pain, sharp or throbbing. And then choosing to just be with that for a very brief moment, almost as if a very light touch of that pain. And then choosing whether to mindfully shift a position or bring the attention back into the breath or even into the feet or another anchor. And also knowing that at any point, if you've had your eyes closed, you can also choose to open them. Sometimes, just like feelings of physical pain, we might also have an intensity of emotion or feeling, or even repetitious thoughts. This is very common during a seated meditation, and again, there's no need to overwhelm or force ourselves to be in this heightened state of intensity or anxiety. So if this happens at now or at any point, knowing that you can open the eyes gently and keep a soft focus or look around the room if that's helpful, it can also be helpful to reground yourself in the contact points with the floor or the chair. And for some people, focusing on the breath can help as well. But if this seems to make things more intense, then there's no need to bring your attention back to the breath. So really just being with whatever experience is here as you bring and keep your attention with the body. Are you able to hold your attention with any sensation, if any, that you're noticing? So if you have made any gentle movements to adjust, ensuring that you're mindful during those movements or adjustments and being present with the effect of any little transitions or modifications or movements. Really noticing what the choice you've made, what kind of effect it has had. And it doesn't come from a thinking place, but rather a feeling place, into the sensations or what you feel inside. This is really offering you an opportunity and a different perspective of what it can mean to be present in the body. Staying present and what that means when you stay present. So maybe it's an itch or even a sleeping leg. Does this experience change over time if you let it be? And if your mind has wandered, recognizing the tendency of the mind to wander, and this will happen again and again. So with ease and friendliness, kindly recognizing when it's happened and bringing your attention back into the body. Now allowing the focus of your awareness to shift from the sensation in the body to hearing. Allowing your attention to broaden out and hear what's around you. This might be outside noises from the street or the yard or the outside place. Maybe it's birds or the wind or passing traffic. Or perhaps there's noises inside if you're sitting inside. Could be digital sounds or a fan, clock, other people or pets. And there's no need to look for sounds. We're not hunting for them or searching. It's really more about just noticing what might be present. Far away, close, outside, inside. And as you notice the sounds, if there are any, you might notice it arising, hearing how it develops and fades away. Knowing that sounds, just like thoughts and like even like life experiences, will come and go. Can you notice a beginning and an end to the sound? Things in life come and go, and this reminds us of the impermanence of things and that nothing is really static. So whether it's a sound that you're hearing, a thought that you're having, or something in your life, knowing that it may not be there always. And this can bring some comfort. It can also sometimes bring a sense of unease. But can we accept that this is the nature of things and things are always in a changing state? And if you're having trouble finding a sound, well, not finding a sound, but hearing a sound, can you hear and notice what silence is? The absence of sound, space. And are there any thoughts that come to mind when you're sitting in silence? How do you feel? Might find that it's unpleasant to sit in silence, and you wish and you hoping and projecting into the future that there's other sounds that you can hear. Can you just experiment with accepting the silence? If your mind is starting to go into storytelling or remembering or judgments, knowing that this is perfectly normal, and using the opportunity to notice this mind wandering, and that this is actually a learning opportunity for you to become aware maybe of some habits that you have in your regular life. Maybe you are noticing with the sounds a difference in volume or length of the sound or even the tone. And are you able to just be a witness, or in a sense taking an observer stance of noticing sound and becoming aware of our natural tendency to want to label sound as pleasant or unpleasant? And whatever it is, Can you be okay with it? We have a tendency to want unpleasant sounds to go away. We don't always have this ability to control that. So why not use this opportunity now to become aware of this natural tendency to wish for an unpleasant thing to be gone? And notice that and practice with the breath and with our awareness of the body, bringing the attention back to the present moment. And can you hear the sounds as a direct experience without needing to have an entire dialogue with yourself about the sound and why it's there and who's making it and how long will it go on and all of that kind of thing, which tends to be part of our thought process and part of our mind wandering. But really anchoring our attention into this present moment now. And we might even think of our sounds that we're hearing as clouds in the sky. They come and they go, like clouds passing by. And our awareness is like the sky. Broad, broad, expansive space. Knowing that we have the ability to keep our awareness of this expansiveness, but at the same time also being able to focus in, even if momentarily, on an object of awareness or focus. So again, not wishing the sounds to stay or to go, but just noticing them. And noticing the patterns of the mind. And remembering that we have the breath with us as well. And that the breath is following along in its natural way and is always there, available to us if we need as an anchor. And now letting go of the awareness of the sounds, of any sounds, and bringing attention to thoughts that come and go. Noticing the thoughts just in the same way that you may have noticed the sounds. Seeing how they also arise and are present and then perhaps fade away. The invitation is to see thoughts as a passing experience in the mind. Whenever you notice that your attention has become caught up in a train of thought, taking time to notice this and gently and firmly returning back to the breath and the body, before once again opening your awareness to thoughts. What will be the next one? And is there one there now? And if you are having no thoughts or feelings, it can also be feelings and emotions, becoming aware of those as well. If nothing is arising for you right now, not to worry. It's not that you're doing something wrong or you should be experiencing anything in particular. We're really paying attention to any sense that we're striving or looking for or trying to make something happen in these moments, because that's really not what this is about. It's more about being aware of what's present and what comes up. what's there and what's present in this moment now. This is really cultivating a sense of being, not doing, not thinking, not judging. And perhaps even bringing a sense of curiosity to this moment and this phase of the meditation. And noticing with curiosity what you might be feeling right now as you're bringing your awareness to thoughts. Are there unpleasant thoughts, pleasant thoughts, neutral thoughts? Maybe some thoughts are passing quite quickly, but others stick around or come back again and again. And there could be other ones that really draw us in and we get quite attached to them as part of our experience. And we feel that they're a reality for us. The invitation is to really practice without holding on to any of these thoughts, and also not trying to push them away, just seeing them as they come and go from moment to moment. And often with thoughts come emotions or feelings. Just like thoughts and sounds, we might want to make them in our mind categorized such as pleasant or unpleasant. But can you approach this in a different way than maybe you usually do? Can you just be with whatever is arising in a feeling or an emotion without being swept away by it, overwhelmed, or can you approach these feelings with kindness and sense of exploration, observing, witnessing, accepting even, knowing that just like a wandering mind of thoughts, feelings and emotions can come and go, and they're not something we need to pretend aren't there or that we wish weren't present. This is an opportunity for us to deepen our insight into the changing nature of all our experiences that we have, whether during this sitting meditation or whether in our daily life. And remembering that if any difficult physical sensations are arising, that perhaps you are able also to see them as passing as they come and they go, and that nothing is permanent. Always staying within a safe posture and safe position for you. So choosing to move if you need, if you have pain, or breathing into that area. Remembering that the breath is always with us as an anchor. And bringing your attention back to any thoughts or feelings that you might be experiencing. And always knowing that you can bring your attention back into the contact points of your body. That's helpful for you. And now letting go of the focus on the thoughts and feelings, really broadening your sense of awareness now into this last part of the meditation, where we're sitting now with an open sense of expansiveness and awareness, and allowing ourselves to notice whatever is present. So letting go of a focus of something in particular, as we focused in the beginning on our body and the breath, and then also the sounds and the thoughts and the feelings. And what is it like now to explore and notice and feel whatever is present for you? This is sometimes called open or choiceless awareness. Knowing that if the mind has wandered, that you can bring it back to this open awareness, or to the breath, or to the body, moment by moment, what is occurring right now for you in this full range of experience? And you might even notice recurring patterns in yourself of how you respond or react, or perhaps even not having a specific object of attention might be something that you find challenging. And if that's the case, inviting the opportunity to find a different approach and to try something different, and bringing your attention towards one of the anchors or one of the sounds that might arise. It's really about what's happening for you in this moment now. So you may choose your anchor as the breath, or the feet on the ground, or perhaps even feeling your hands on your lap. And can you bring this open awareness of a sky-like mind? Earlier, we imagined our thoughts and sounds and feelings coming and going like clouds in the sky. And this is a similar approach to what you can bring into this moment now also. Really being with this experience. And if you are finding yourself being lost in thoughts and dialogue and stories, releasing that attention and acknowledging that your mind has gone down that path, and that's okay. There doesn't need to be any judgment with that, but simply bringing your attention back into your anchor, into the breath. Returning your attention to the present moment, however many times you need to do this. Noticing that we have this flexibility of attention. It's similar to when we do a body scan or mindful movement, where we're bringing attention to different things. And this is the same in a sitting meditation. We have this ability to notice body, breath, sounds, thoughts, feelings. It's all there for us. And whatever is present in this moment, in each moment, that everything changes and nothing stays the same, and how we find ourselves in a practice one day might be completely different than how we find the practice the next time we do it. Bringing our attention back into the present moment, into your anchor and into your breath and your body. And this is also about self-care and not letting ourselves zone out or become numb. There are still things to experience, and we can do this with curiosity and exploration. Knowing that there's no particular way that we need to be feeling in any certain meditation or mindfulness practice. There's no particular outcome or way of being. So letting go of needing or wanting to do or be anything in particular. Just allowing the experience to be as it is. And bringing your attention back now into the body and into the breath. And letting go of this open awareness focus. And bringing the attention back into the breath. Noticing the inhale and the exhale. Perhaps even placing the hands on the chest or the belly, if that's helpful, to reconnect your breath with your physical body. And now releasing your attention of the breath back into your body, releasing your hands if they've been on your chest and belly. Feeling those contact points again with the ground, with the chair, your feet, your legs, your buttocks, and perhaps your hands. And gently, when you're ready and it feels safe to do so, opening your eyes slowly if they've been closed. And starting to move the body gently, bringing your attention back into this room where you are, this place and this space. Maybe doing some gentle ankle rolls or wiggling the fingers or toes. Maybe even taking a stretch, raising the arms up. And a couple of nice, deep, full breaths. And settling in as we bring this sitting meditation to a close.